Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Robert Eithoven with J3 Strategies. He's running for Republican State Party Chair. It's quite an interesting story. Plus, we'll also have immigration attorney Samantha Amato. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Robert Eithoven with J3 Strategies. And before we get going, if I may, just want to point out that Congressman Joe Heck was supposed to be on the program today, and because of all the stuff that's been going on in Washington, D.C., he's been tied up with the intelligence committees, and the staff and I have been working very hard to put together another date for the congressman. So within the next couple of weeks, he will join the rest of the Nevada delegation on the program. Robert, you are running for state party chair of the Republican Party, and I want to get to that in a minute, but I do want to talk about some things. Having just come back from D.C., seeing the craziness that goes on over there, you would think that senators and congressmen are in control of their own lives, being that they're senators and congressmen, but the reality is they can set an appointment for 1 o'clock, and then suddenly you get a phone call at 12:30, sorry, there's a vote, they're gone.
Right, and I spent a number of years on the Hill, and I know that very well. I remember people stopping by, really the people we would treat as VIPs or people coming out from Nevada like yourself. And then I was working for then Congressman Givens. And, he'd be stuck in a committee hearing somewhere, and we would have people out from Nevada, and they'd be over in the office. And, I'd get a call on my cell phone. I'd be with a congressman over at a committee hearing. And we just couldn't leave. So we would have someone from the staff, the personal staff, escort people over you know, to the committee rooms, kind of the back room there, so that we could get them off the dais and sneak back, you know, take a few minutes to say hi to people. You have to be very flexible with your schedules in D.C.
Absolutely, to say the least. All of our interviews, and of course, the first day we were scheduled to interview Senator Reid, and the interview was to be at 4 o'clock, and we get a phone call because of the Navy Yard shootings,
right,
that the Senate was in lockdown.
Right.
So there's not much you can do.
Now, were you in lockdown in, or were you locked out?
Well, we were
locked. You were already in the building?
No, we were in our hotel room. We were just getting prepared to jump in a cab to go to Capitol Hill. It was about 4 blocks away.
Right.
But there was nobody getting in or out of the Senate. And so, you know, even that was just fascinating to be involved with. Let's talk about what's going on in the Senate right now with Ted Cruz. Does this help the Republican cause or hurt it?
You know, there's different factions within the Republican Party. It's one of the, you know, the reasons I'm running for state party chair here in Nevada, to see if we could try
to pivot.
Yeah, to try to bring some of those different factions together. We really need to do that. You know, there's very strong sentiment about Obamacare, and as it starts to become fully implemented here, and a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans view this as the last fight. This is the last opportunity to try to defund it. I could see both sides of it. You know, I elected you, Senator Cruz, and other members of the congressional delegations from the various states to go back there and kill this bill or try to defund it or do something. And they want to see an all-out effort to do that. At the same time, you're trying to defund it through a Senate led by the Democrats and get the signature from the guy whose bill and law this is. This is President Obama's.
His legacy.
This is his legacy. And to think that he would veto it if it made it to his desk, I don't think anyone believes that would ever happen. So I think all in all, most people like to see the fight being fought. And but I also think most realistic people see the end game here,
and that
they won't get it through the Senate. They won't be able to defund it. You know, if there's a government shutdown, and we've seen one of these in the recent past, you know, it won't last long. There'll be a continuing resolution. We'll get back to these fights of, you know, trying to fund the federal budget as it should be funded in annual appropriations, not be successful probably either, and they'll just do continuing resolutions, which basically takes your baseline budgeting and continues it on for another so many months, and it leads into other major debates that tear the parties apart, and that is, aside from the defunding of Obamacare or continuing resolutions, you get into the debt limit, and we're coming up on that as well. And so this is a cycle that's really been going on through the entire Obama administration with a split in leadership between the Senate and the House of Representatives.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that split and how it pertains to Nevada and your potential new job. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal, and technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Robert Eithoven with J3 Strategies and is running, and the election is this weekend, for a state party chair of the Republican Party. Michael McDonald has been the party chair for the last couple of years.
Right.
What do you think he has been doing wrong that you would like to correct, or what is your reason for jumping in here pretty much at the last minute?
I think he's, you know, Michael McDonald, I've known him for a long time. I called him to let him know I was going to be getting into the race, and I don't think that there's been a lack of effort on his part. I certainly am not one of these people jumping into the race to point fingers at him or anybody else. The fact is, the job's not getting done. The money's not getting raised. When you don't raise money, you can't get out there and register voters. The Republican Party is over 100,000. We have 100,000 deficit to the Democrats in registration. I've worked on a number of campaigns in this state. I know what it's like to get a candidate to put on their tennis shoes and go out in the weekday evenings or the, you know, weekend afternoons and knock on doors. It's one thing when you send those candidates out with their volunteers and, you know, on the other side of the street is their opponent and their volunteers. We're so badly outnumbered now that you're going out to knock on doors asking for votes, and you're running into door knockers from the state Democratic Party, who's very well funded. They're very well funded, as we know. Unions who are very active in the campaigns. And we're getting further and further outnumbered. I don't know why Michael McDonald hasn't been able to get the support of the people that he needs to help raise the money. I would not have entered this race if I didn't have Governor Sandoval's encouragement and support. I'm proud to have it, as well as Senator Heller and a number of our elected leaders. I could not be successful in this job if I get elected without their support, because ultimately, donors who've been sitting on the sidelines, not willing to invest in the Nevada Republican Party for a decade, they don't invest in a chairman or a finance chairman. They invest in a chairman who has the backing of the governor. So when the governor's up, as he is for his reelection, and donors are contributing to his campaign, he's able to say, and he's offered to help those donors help the Nevada Republican Party. We have to narrow this gap. I look at it in presidential candidates. You've been fortunate to get a number of presidential candidates on your program. Since we've become a battleground state, an early caucus state, it's all very exciting. I like Democrats showing up here asking for our vote. I like Republicans showing up here asking for our vote in presidential cycles. It raises money for the parties. It raises money for the TV stations, advertisers. It's great. We're about to lose that. We're about to become New Mexico. New Mexico was one of those states that was a major battleground state in 2000, Bush-Gore, 2004, Bush-Kerry. I don't think Mitt Romney spent a dollar in New Mexico this last time around. Democrats have taken such a big lead. We're about to face that in Nevada, and I think people want to keep us a battleground state.
Okay, let me break in here. One of the problems the Republican Party has had is that a lot of Republicans have become independents. They've been unhappy with the way that things have been going. And so it's not that you don't have people with conservative views in the Silver State. It's just that they have gotten away. They've either just deregistered or become independent. So you need to get those folks back in. But I also wanted to ask you, do you have the support at this point of Mark Amadei in this?
I've reached out
former state party chair,
yeah,
and congressman.
I've reached out to Mark Amadei. I know he has a very good, strong friendship with Michael McDonald, long-standing one. I don't know how he'll vote. I've asked for his vote. I'm not running with his endorsement right now. I'd love to have it.
Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, Mike Slanker was a close associate of Senator Ensign, and at one point several years ago was trying to put together a group that would not be the state Republican Party because it was dysfunctional, but would be a group that would raise money and spend money in campaigns and essentially be the shadow Republican Party.
Right, Team Nevada, they were called.
Right, and you know, he is the advisor to Governor Sandoval, the advisor to Senator Heller.
Right.
I keep getting stuck on Congressman Heller. He's not a Senator Heller. Mark Hutchison is now part of that group in terms of his run for lieutenant governor. So it seems like the governor is organizing a team. Do you consider yourself a part of that team, which would, I guess, include people
Nobody's
like
consulting
Pete,
me.
Pete Ernott or Greg Ferraro? I mean, are they all working with you on this?
No. I consider... by the way, Greg Ferraro is a very good friend, and I think Greg Ferraro came up through the ranks through the RNC in the Laxalt days. He cares very much about the party.
And these are all people who are friends of the program.
Yeah, you know what? I am honored to have the governor's support, and anyone else who's supporting me. And you know, I'm not interested in the label thing. You know, this whole thing of Tea Party conservative or you know constitutional conservative, moderate Republican, conservative Republican. I don't care. I'm running for this because if you have an R by your name, I want to help you get elected. I want to narrow those registration numbers. I don't have a consultant in this. I am a Republican consultant. Nobody's consulting me in this. I'm the one making the
phone
calls.
You're the man in the mirror.
I'm the one making the phone calls to the Central Committee members asking for their vote, asking for their support.
Okay, Sheldon Adelson, you've worked for many years as a consultant to Las Vegas Sands,
right,
which is the holding company for Sheldon Adelson. Has Sheldon Adelson or any of his people made any kind of financial commitment to the state party? If you are elected state Republican chair?
There's been no commitment based on whether or not I win this thing, but I can assure you I have a relationship there. I've had it since 2007.
Because he could turn this thing around instantly.
He
has more power, even though Senator Reid is the majority leader and has worked for decades on this to put together, or at least a decade, I should say, to put together this Democratic Party. If Sheldon Adelson put in any kind of money, he could turn things around for the Republican Party instantly in this state.
Right. I would not have been running for this position without the support of Governor Sandoval, and I wouldn't be running for this position if I didn't have the support of Las Vegas Sands, because they're a client of mine. And but they didn't. There hasn't been a promise that if you get in this and you win, we're going to give X amount of dollars. Certainly, they're one of the very first people I will call to ask for a contribution, a significant contribution to the state Republican Party. But I'll be doing that up and down the strip. I'll be doing that out through rural Nevada with the mining companies, retailers, and so forth.
Okay, we've got about a minute left here. So with the support of Governor Sandoval, there are most people who are on the conservative side would rank Governor Sandoval as a moderate. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but he is a moderate.
Right.
Whereas people who are the base of the party in the state are somewhat more to the right of that. And you were the campaign manager for Sue Loudon, and there was that whole convention business a few years ago.
Right.
Does any of that scrape off on you that hurts you with those people?
You know, it makes some of my phone calls last a little while trying to explain it, but you know, at the same time, I worked for Jim Gibbons for 10 years, and Jim Gibbons is the author of the Gibbons Tax Restraint Amendment to our Constitution, a very significant thing. I always say Jim Gibbons was Tea Party before the Tea Party was created.
That's true.
So I've worked for a number of Republicans, city councilmen in Las Vegas, Stavros Anthony, John Bredernitz, who was chairman of the Washoe County Commission up here, helping both of those gentlemen get elected to office. I whether you're a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican, if you have an R by your name, I want to help you get elected. And I know what it takes to do that. You got to narrow those registration numbers.
And that's where we've got to leave it. Good luck in your contest,
Thank
my friend.
You.
We'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
In case you just woke up from a coma and haven't heard, it's the final days of the Grand Millionaire Giveaway at Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, where you can be the next millionaire. Nightly drawings are almost over, so play your favorite games to win cash, free play, and bonus entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing September 29. Play on Sunday before the drawing to win wild card entries. Hurry, time is running out. $1 million winner, Grand Sierra Resort. If you don't play here, you're crazy.
At Dolan Auto Group, it's the little things that make a big difference for our customers.
We call it the Dolan difference.
From sales to service, we go the extra mile to make every customer feel like their family.
Add to that our low price promise. We'll beat any deal in Nevada on a new Toyota, Scion, Lexus, Mazda, or Kia.
And there's no wonder locals have been coming back for over 30 years.
Experience the Dolan difference for yourself.
The Dolan Auto Group. Get in.
Enjoy the family.
Most evenings you could see us there in that flower bed, my mother and I. With hands wrist deep in rich, dark soil, she instilled in me a love for things that grow. When I bought my home, I wanted to pass that love on to my children. So I went to Greenhouse Garden Center. They helped me choose plants that grow best here and showed me how to get the most out of my soil and garden space. And that gift of growing that my mother gave me, well, now I can give it back to her. Greenhouse Garden Center. Superior quality. Passionate expertise.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time attorney Samantha Amato. She is an immigration attorney. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First question is immigration reform dead in this current Congress?
Actually, I don't believe so. We do know that in the last 2 weeks, basically the Gang of Seven has dissolved. And that was a result of three of the four Republicans abandoning the group. But I think what was really telling about that was the statement that it was a joint statement between Republican John Carter and Sam Johnson. And they said that they couldn't pursue a broad approach. And I think that comes back to what Congress has been saying the whole time. They want to piecemeal this out, or the House anyways. They want to piecemeal out and not pass a broad, you know, rubber stamped bill like the Senate did. And I think that that is basically what they were implying. And then on the 23rd, Nancy Pelosi came out and announced that she might be introducing a bill within the next 2 weeks, and she's seeking co-sponsorship by the Republicans. So I think that that right there shows it's still on the plate, and I still have hopes that in October we might see something.
You know, it's interesting, having watched the fight from 1977 through 1986 with the last major immigration reform mm-hmm. bill that was started by President Carter and signed by President Reagan, mm-hmm. Although there are people in his cabinet who say that he regretted signing that, after the fact. But there were so many minefields along the way, and that, you know, that's why it takes so long to get this kind of bill passed. And so I keep my fingers crossed, because there's a lot of people hoping, you know, on all sides of the fence that this comes through. But I'm going to take a wait and see approach. My question to you now: your law firm you worked originally in Southern California. Now your law firm is based out of Reno, Nevada. What kind of people come to see you? Did you get a boost in business when the Dreamers portion came through from President Obama?
Yes, very much so. Most of what I see is a lot of the times. I do see a lot of businesses who are interested in trying to sponsor their employees, because they need the workers. They need that workforce.
Is this people who are out of the country or people who are here out of status?
I've seen both. Both people who have wanted to bring people from overseas and people who are here. But the majority of what I do see are family and the DREAM Act children, or we prefer to call them deferred action. So what that is happening, though, is there's a difference, family-wise anyways, between somebody who has entered in, if they've entered in what we call EWI, which is with basically without inspection, to someone who entered in with a visa. And that doesn't apply at this point for any of the deferred action children. And that's been something that is helpful. One thing with the deferred action children that's really interesting is a couple of the states have taken on right now. Currently, California Supreme Court has a case where somebody who's a approved DREAM Act child has passed law school and graduated, has a Juris Doctorate. Do they allow them to become an attorney or not? That's currently pending, and I think that's something that's going to come up as these children graduate. Well, once they graduate college and they go on and they get their master's, they become lawyers, or they at least get their Juris Doctorate. What happens then when they have to have a license? Do we grant it? Do we not? They still technically do not have a legal status.
Do you see this as a situation where, as with marijuana, and I'm not comparing the two, but just in the way that the law is changing, that you're seeing the states act where the federal government won't? So in Nevada, for example, the driver's licenses.
Yes.
Do you see it's going to be more of a states' rights issue where the federal government is going to have to take a step back and say, you know, we just don't have the people to prosecute this? And let's face it, there's a lot more people in immigration than there is in marijuana.
Right. Right. I do see that happening. We see that across the nation with, like you said, the driver's license or certain situations such as this case with Sergio Garcia, who'd graduated law school. I think that is going to happen. I think we might see more of that. I do also see downfalls. I see that that could possibly affect the trust in people, and it could affect the trust in someone who actually does need help, but they're out of status. They're not going to call the police because they're afraid then that they're going to get arrested. So I see a benefit in certain aspects, such as the driver's license, and then I see the downfall as well.
You know, it's interesting, depending on where you are. I mean, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is certainly not somebody who's created any trust in the immigrant community in Arizona, but people like Dick Gamak and Sheriff Gillespie down in southern Nevada have done a great deal of outreach into the Hispanic communities. Quick question here. Out of your practice, is it 50-50 between people who are coming who have crossed the border illegally versus people who have just outstayed their tourist visas?
I would say no. It leans a little bit more towards people who have come here illegally, and that makes a big difference. And it comes down to, at that point, whether they can adjust status here in the U.S. or they have to go back to their home country. And sometimes that can take up to 2 to 3 years to do a waiver, and that is why so many people choose to just stay in their illegal status, even though they're married to a U.S. citizen, may have 5 U.S. citizen children, may have been here for years, 20 years, but they don't want to take the risk of going back home. Some places, some of their countries, it's just too dangerous, and they don't want to take the risk, or they don't want to get stuck.
And also, they have no connection with that culture anymore.
Correct.
We're out of time. Please come back.
Absolutely.
Lots more to talk about this on this subject. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
In town, make your reservation for lunch or dinner at Scampi right now. Buy one ravioli dish and get the second at half price. The best seafood and pasta selection is at 425 South Virginia. Scampi, Reno's new dining spot.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, my daughter, really my BFF. Well, she's going away to college, so we need something with really good gas mileage because it's not so close.
Aww. There's a whole Prius family now. The original Prius, Prius C, Prius V, and the plug-in all get phenomenal mileage.
Now I can afford to come see you every weekend.
Yay!
Visit your Toyota dealer for special offers on a new 2013 original Prius or Prius C, like this lease of just $199 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
Fall planting season is here at Old Stonehouse Gift and Garden. A great time to purchase and plant your landscaping needs for next spring and save. For 1 week only, everything that grows outside is more than 50% off. Pansies, chrysanthemums, ornamental kale, and cabbage plants at 4 in size, only 99 cents. Everything that grows inside plus selected home decor is 30% off. Buy now and save for 1 week only at Old Stonehouse Gift and Garden. 3397 Pyramid Way off Pyramid Highway, one block north of McCarran Boulevard, Sparks.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. And now it's here. The new four-door turbocharged Fiat 500L has arrived in Reno at Fiat of Reno. And this Fiat has it all, not the least of which is four doors. From a 160-horsepower turbo engine, which gets up to 33 mpg highway, to a whole list of unbelievable features. And it could be yours for the astonishing starting price of just $19,000.
Come see this new addition to our Italian family today. And you know how Italians are about big families.
Have no fear. Fiat is here.
It's Street Vibrations at downtown Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Virginia City will rock. And it's free. Bring the whole family for amazing motorcycles and 35 bands on 6 stages. Meet TV star and pop legend Eric Estrada from Chips at Street Vibrations.
Among the guests coming up next week, Billy Vasiliadis, Sig Rogich, Jim Rogers, and Glenn Cook. We'll see you next.